The question is how long we'll continue to send soldiers and money to Iraq. There's little agreement on the answer, but there is consensus on one aspect of the debate. The U.S. has to maintain a strong presence in Iraq until its army and police can take charge of its own security, and that requires a level of professionalism Iraqi forces have yet to achieve. NPR's Tom Bowman has been patrolling with Iraqi troops north of Baghdad.
The Iraqi army needs a few good men, like Captain Muhammad Jassim Farhan. He served in Saddam Hussein's army right through the American invasion, then sold odds and ends in a Baghdad market to feed his family. Now he's back in uniform at age 39, experienced and eager to help his green soldiers.
We need more training courses, but the load, the operations we have, does not allow time for training.
The Iraqi army around the country is slowly taking over more territory, including this mixed Sunni and Shiite area, a wide swath of farms and villages just a 20-minute drive north of the capital. Major Derek Smith is part of the U.S. Army training team here.
This Iraqi battalion is on their own. They've transitioned. They've got 75% of the battle space that they're partnered up with the coalition forces. They're running on their own operations.
That means they're organizing their own patrols, developing intelligence, conducting raids against al-Qaeda in Iraq and the Mehdi army, the Shiite militia led by radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. But on this day, they're doing less hazardous duty, handing out crayons and notebooks to children at the al-Amun school. An Iraqi army officer tells the children to stay in school, study hard. One day they may become engineers, doctors, or army officers. The children chant in response. And the Iraqi army could use them. It has about half the junior officers, like Farhan, that they need, and about half the sergeants, the non-commissioned officers or NCOs. Young officers and sergeants are crucial to any army, helping soldiers stay disciplined and focused. The Iraqi army under Saddam, like the old Soviet army, was top-heavy with senior officers and lacked an NCO corps. That army was disbanded by the Americans. Smith knows it takes time, about 4 years, to create an NCO.
That's the biggest growing of the NCO problem right now, is the four-year mark. Most soldiers we have been in the Army between 1 and 2 years, so they're still at the private level before they can make the NCO.
There are about 2,300 Iraqi soldiers assigned to this area as part of the 9th Iraqi Division. That's about 300 more than they had in January. But hundreds of them are being pulled away to fight in hotspots, like Basra in southern Iraq. That's troubling local leaders like Sheikh Nadim Hatem al-Tamimi, who on this day is meeting at a house with other tribal leaders opposed to al-Qaeda and the Mehdi army. He wants the soldiers to return to protect his turf, which has grown more peaceful.
I will go to the office of the General Commander of the Armed Forces. I've got an appointment with him to talk about the issue.
So the Iraqi forces are facing some of the same problems as the Americans, too few troops to cover the entire country. Increasing the size of the Iraqi army is a chief concern for this man, Lieutenant General Aboud Kanbar, the senior Iraqi commander for Baghdad and these outlying regions.
If we had more forces, we would have controlled more areas in the scope of our responsibilities.
Aboud says the Americans now have 8 brigades in the Baghdad region. That's at least 27,000 troops.
This means that if I want to control the whole area, I need an extra 8 brigades.
But Aboud says the process to recruit and train the Iraqi forces is slow. He estimates that 3 of those 8 brigades could be ready in about 6 or 7 months. That's been the constant promise of both Iraqi and American officials here. The Iraqi army is making progress. It will be able to take control of the country just around the corner. To help fill that security vacuum, the Americans are helping to train and expand the Iraqi police force, like those here at the Taji police station north of Baghdad. But the police are widely seen as less professional and more sectarian than the army.
It's just hard to get them to step up on their own. A lot of them just don't stick their necks out.
Army Lieutenant Peter Bogart is one of the police trainers. He and other Americans will help boost the police force here, now at about 400 officers. They hope to have 1,200 by early next year. But Bogert says many of the police only seem to work when their officers are around, and the Americans don't trust the officers because of suspected militia ties.
Ask them if they got enough gas to go to checkpoint 15.
Karim.
The Americans and the Iraqis climb into their vehicles and head out for checkpoint 15, set on a highway overpass. It's supposed to be manned by Iraqi army and Iraqi police, but there are only two Iraqi soldiers, no IPs or Iraqi police in sight.
The IPs right now are sleeping under the bridge. We're going to go wake them up and have them go back to their checkpoint position.
Bogert walks down some crumbling concrete steps next to the bridge to what looks like a hobo camp. A flashlight beam illuminates a ragged collection, canvas tents and hanging clothes, rifles stacked to the side.
They just now came under the bridge, but the rest of the day they've been on top of the checkpoint.
They just came down to pray. And
Bogart can only shake his head as he turns to leave.
Every time I come out, there's no one on top of the bridge, no IPs.
But at least this time, he says, they're awake. Tom Bowman, NPR News,